Django stands as a pillar of Python web development, powering sites from Instagram to Pinterest. Two Scoops of Django delivers battle-tested best practices in a playful ice cream-themed package that's become essential reading for developers worldwide. This guide transforms complex Django concepts into digestible wisdom that improves your code quality immediately. Why does this matter? Because in web development, following proven patterns isn't just about cleanliness, it's about building applications that can scale, adapt, and survive in production environments. Imagine walking into a kitchen where utensils, ingredients, and appliances are scattered randomly. Cooking becomes nearly impossible. Similarly, Django projects need thoughtful organization. The book recommends a clear structure separating configuration from application code, with dedicated locations for documentation, deployment files, and components. PEP 8 provides the style foundation, four spaces for indentation, descriptive variable names, and proper spacing between functions. Import statements deserve special attention, following a clear hierarchy. Standard library first, Django core imports next, third-party apps, and finally your own Django apps. When importing from your own apps, explicit relative imports from .models import flavor make code more portable than absolute imports from cones.models import flavor. Would you cook a gourmet meal with mismatched ingredients? Similarly, development environments should mirror production as closely as possible. Using different databases across environments is like testing a recipe with honey but serving it with maple syrup. Unexpected behaviors emerge. Virtual environments create isolated spaces for each project, preventing dependency conflicts. Version control isn't optional. It's your safety net when experiments go wrong. Git has become the standard, offering powerful collaboration features when paired with services like GitHub. For teams seeking perfect consistency, Docker containers ensure everyone works in identical environments regardless of their local operating system. Django's app system encourages modular code but requires thoughtful design. The golden rule? Each app should focus on a single, well-defined function. An ice cream store example illustrates this perfectly. Separate flavors and toppings into distinct apps rather than cramming everything into one monolithic structure. App names should be short, descriptive nouns in plural form, accounts rather than account, making your project more intuitive. When apps grow unwieldy, more than 20 models or 1,000 lines, it's time to split them into smaller components. Think of apps like kitchen stations in a restaurant. Bread, sauces, and grilling should each have their own dedicated space and specialists. The common modules in Django apps, models.py, views.py, urls.py, forms.py, admin.py, provide a consistent structure that helps developers quickly understand how code is organized, just as standard sections in a cookbook make recipes easier to follow. Models form the foundation of Django projects, defining both database structure and business logic. The authors advocate for fat models that encapsulate data-related logic rather than spreading it across views and templates. However, they warn against models becoming god objects, massive files that are impossible to understand or maintain. For inheritance, abstract base classes shine, while multi-table inheritance causes performance headaches. A common pattern uses abstract classes for shared functionality like timestamps. Class timestamped model, models.model, created, models.datetime field, auto now add equals true, modified, models.datetime field, auto now equals true. Class meta, abstract equals true. This gives models timestamped fields without the overhead of creating additional database tables. When designing your database, start normalized and only denormalize after exploring other options like caching. Premature optimization often creates more problems than it solves. Security in Django resembles food safety in a restaurant. Neglect it and disaster follows. Django provides robust protection against common vulnerabilities, XSS prevention through automatic HTML escaping, CSRF middleware validating form submissions, SQL injection protection via parameterized queries, and secure password storage using PBKDF2 with SHA-256 hash. Never deploy with debug equals true. It's like leaving your kitchen doors unlocked with recipes and ingredients exposed. Your secret key must remain confidential, stored in environment variables rather than version control. HTTPS deployment is non-negotiable for modern applications. Configure your web server to redirect all HTTP traffic to HTTPS, enable strict transport security headers, and set session cookie secure and CSRF cookie secure to true. As your Django application grows, performance optimization becomes crucial. Database queries often represent the biggest bottleneck. Django Debug Toolbar reveals the SQL executed for each request, helping identify N+1 query problems where a single page might trigger hundreds of database hits. Using select-related and prefetch-related can dramatically reduce query counts, turning potentially hundreds of database calls into just a few. Strategic caching with Memcached or Redis stores frequently accessed data in memory, reducing database load while minimizing complexity. Not all data belongs in your primary database. Large binary files, logs, and non-relational data may be better stored elsewhere. Different database engines have their own optimization techniques. PostgreSQL offers powerful features like JSON fields and full-text search, while MySQL has configuration settings that significantly improve performance when properly tuned. For payment processing, unless you can fully implement PCI DSS compliance, an extensive security framework, use established processors like Stripe or PayPal that handle sensitive data through secure channels. This approach not only improves security, but also reduces the performance burden on your application by offloading sensitive operations to specialized services. As traffic increases, consider implementing asynchronous processing for time-consuming tasks. Tools like Celery allow your application to handle heavy workloads by processing tasks in the background, keeping your user interface responsive even during complex operations. Django's power extends beyond its code to its vibrant community. The ecosystem includes thousands of third-party packages on PyPI, from REST frameworks to form builders. When evaluating packages, look for maturity, version numbers above 1.0, comprehensive documentation, extensive test coverage, active maintenance, and clean code. The community follows a structured code of conduct, ensuring spaces remain welcoming and respectful. When stuck, follow a systematic approach. Troubleshoot independently, read documentation thoroughly, search for similar problems, create minimal reproducible examples, and reach out to the community as a last resort. Remember that Django, like cooking, should be enjoyable. The framework's thoughtful design, comprehensive documentation, and supportive community make it a reliable foundation for building modern web applications. By following these best practices, you'll create maintainable, secure, and performant applications that stand the test of time, a recipe for success in the ever-evolving web landscape.